All right, then. We're going to take a quick break.
All right.
And when we come back, we're going to talk with George.
With Houston Round Ball. We're going to have Chris Gardner as our guest coming up from Houston, Texas, live from Houston. Met him while we were down there in Houston for Super Bowl 51. He's going to come and talk about the he's our expert
okay.
on college
and I know this phone is ringing off the hook, so I know somebody's getting ready to get these tickets. And from the winner last week, I got you. I'm going to mail you guys the tickets. I've been worried about it.
We got you.
Because we got you, okay? Mr. Earl Barnes, I know you're listening. Hey, listen, what's going on with Brown Allen? I'm Nate Brown. Kevin's taking a sabbatical. So is Joe. But I got my man George. I got Eric the Maestro in the building.
Hey, y'all.
And we'll be right back. Search no more, because Glenn will be here on the 24th.
I heard that song so much, man. Growing up. I said, Mom, you still playing that? Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, when you get stuck on some of them old tunes, you just rock it out, man.
All day, heard Jeffrey Osborne. Oh, man, they always hear
March 24th, Kodak on the Ridge.
March 24th, wow. Wow.
So okay. Be there, be square. No, we got the phone.
Got to be there for that. All right, Houston Round Ball Review. Chris Gardner, live from Houston, Texas.
Hey, Chris, you on the line, Chris?
I hear y'all. Y'all hear me?
Of course, homie. Yes, how you doing, my brother?
That music sounds good, man. Bring back memories right there.
Well, yeah. You need to come out of this concert next week. That's all. Okay.
Man, that sounds really good, man. That's a tight group, tight lineup right there.
It is, man.
Yes. Chris, thanks for coming on the show this morning. What's going on with Brown and Allen? And I wanted to start off with where he's the expert. He has his blog and everything. If you go to HoustonRoundBallReview.com,
okay,
check out his articles and everything. I was really impressed by the young man meeting him at the National Association of Black Journalists reception during Super Bowl week, hosted by Bill Roden.
He does it each year.
And, you know,
New York Times, right?
There you go. And talking with Chris there at the event in between that catfish I was talking to you about and all that.
George,
know,
stop so cool. it, man.
True that. Yep.
We got to talk some sports. And I'm very impressed by the young man. And the first question I want to lead off with, what do you tell those sisters right there in your own backyard of Houston, Texas, at Texas Southern, losing to Baylor by 89 points?
89 points.
What do you tell the team, number one? And number two, should they cut it down to 32 teams instead of 64, where the competition would be a little bit more even?
Yeah. Well, first thing, we made history. We lost by the biggest margin in NCAA tournament history, so there's that you could tell them.
that's like people in Auburn telling them, don't worry about it, UConn just beat you by 50.
But that happens all the time because University of Houston is in the UConn's conference down here, so
exactly.
I see the beat down on a regular basis. So.
Okay.
But, TSU was outclassed from the beginning. I mean, it was the first time the Lady Tigers to reach the NCAA tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Baylor was, number one seed, and it's only happened one time, and on the women's side, I think, well, in tournament history, either way, for 16 beating the one. Everybody down here knew TSU. Everybody objective, TSU didn't have a chance in the world of being in that game yesterday. I didn't expect it to be an 89-point thumping, but I was thinking probably about 60 points at least, and so it was just 29 more points than that. But actually, surprisingly enough, one of the young ladies for TSU, the leading scorer in the game, she scored 19 of the 30 points. I put it on Twitter and on my Facebook page that she scored 19 of the team 30 points in the 89-point loss. She liked and retweeted the tweet.
Oh, really? She did? Okay. See, that's a whole new era, man.
People better stop trumping because they're getting in trouble. Yeah. Man. They trumping too bad. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. So it's a different mindset. So, I think it's her first time there. Maybe she was just happy for the experience, and maybe
but Chris,
she's only a sophomore. Hopefully next year they realize that, they got to be better than that.
Chris, let's keep it real. You got to be a competitive player. And if I'm the coach, I'm pissed off at her for even doing that, second of all. And if you ain't as angry as I am, and I'm not even playing, and I'm coaching you, and I'm upset, that's a public embarrassment.
Right.
Now, it's one thing to lose,
right?
But when you lose and think it's okay to lose,
or happy. But they did give a good effort. Now the Texas Southern team, from what all reports, and Chris, I don't know if you saw the game, but from the reports I heard, is they gave a good effort.
But what I'm saying, 100%.
It wasn't like they laid down.
They tried hard. They're just overmatched. They were overwhelmed.
Yeah, but Chris, it goes back to George's point. I think this tournament, that the, even in the men's division, it's watered down. It's like it doesn't give you an opportunity, you know, to really see really good basketball. Because honestly, if I was coaching women's basketball, mm-hmm. I'd be chasing Gino. Or I would have to chase him because I'm going to have to beat him eventually.
Eventually,
I'm going to have to beat him eventually.
And there you go. Your mindset is what I've said repeatedly in the podcast. What I do with two other brothers here in town.
All right, there you go.
Is I'm waiting for a coach publicly.
Like me.
To say, I'm tired of losing to UConn. I want to be where UConn is. I want to beat Geno. I'm going to do what it takes to beat Geno. All this, we're nice. We're glad to be in the
Top 40. No, I don't like you, Geno, because I'm tired of you whooping Geno. Me.
Start a war.
That was the good stuff about when Notre Dame was beat UConn those three, four times in a row with Muff McGraw and Geno. They had the little exchanges back and forth. No, we don't like you. You don't like us.
Thank you.
That's a good rivalry. That's what I want in women's basketball, because it's UConn and the rest. And then the top 25, and the rest after that.
How is he able to get the good play? Because last night we had a high school game up in our sectionals there. We're in the semifinals of the final four of the high school for the state championship. Mm-hmm. And the team that beat the Rochester team, Mercy played a hell of a game against this team called Ossing. And Ossing is where Brianna Stewart came out of that went to UConn. Now they got a girl named Andrea Perez something. She went off for 45. She averages like 38 a game. And guess what she's going? She's UConn. Already committed to UConn. How is he able to get the best players year after year? And none of these other big name and big schools, why can't they get the big name players so that you kind of have some?
Because George tells him you can still win another 32. Yeah. In other words, the group he got now, am I right, Chris?
Yeah, they haven't lost yet.
Am I right?
No, they haven't.
He tells them point blank, and he said this on the record repeatedly. He said, look, we're going to win with you or without you. We're going to win a championship whether you come here or not. So it's up to you if you want to come here and win a championship. Come on, because you can go somewhere else and not win a championship. That's fine. That's your choice. But the one young lady here in Texas, Mariah Jefferson, who was part of the four-peat championship, four straight runs they had, Mariah told me point blank, because he told that to us. I want to tell her, is that true? Did he tell that to you on the recruiting trip? Yeah, he told me that point blank. We're going to win without you whether you come here or not. And Notre Dame and other top South Carolina and other elite programs, they do get McDonald's All-Americans. Some of them even have more than UConn has. But Geno has a way of getting the top talent to buy into that UConn mentality, a UConn mindset of we don't accept losing even in practice.
Matter of fact, we're not going to lose. And if you come here, we ain't even losing a game.
That's the mindset that they have that separates them from everybody else.
We're not losing a game. And I watch the ladies, like I said, play Albany. Mm-hmm. Yo, it's like me coaching a CYO squad. They put a full press on them bays. I'm like, they can't even bring the ball up.
Right.
I'm watching them like they
against
can't
Albany
bring
yesterday.
Against Albany. They were full press. I'm like, Geno, calm down. You're up by 30. Nah, I don't care.
Right.
He doesn't take prisoners.
No
he
prisoners.
He takes everybody to race, set their game blood, up to his level. If you don't, that's your fault.
Yeah, man.
Is there anybody, Chris, that can beat him this year?
Nah.
I think, honestly, probably not. But Baylor playing that the Final Four is going to be in Dallas, close to Waco. If Alexis Jones, a point guard, is healthy. She played yesterday in that beatdown over TSU. If he's healthy enough, they have probably the best shot to beat UConn.
And you're going to be covering that, right? You're going to be at the Final Four there in Dallas?
Yep. So, we'll be there.
Now, Chris, let me switch right quick for you. What happened to Nova? The men's basketball last night.
Well, Josh Hart didn't come through down the stretch like I thought they would. I had them going to the Final Four, honestly.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we can talk about the opponent. The committee messed up in seeding and all those things.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Nova didn't play well.
No, you know, he didn't.
You know, they didn't play well enough to win, and they had a lead. Yeah. They didn't close it out.
Yeah, they're up by, they're up by seven. You're right. And they, to me, they took the ball out of number one. I can't think of number one's name. His number one was his, is his number. But they allowed number three to keep bringing the ball out. And he got, and Hart kept turning it over. They should have took the ball out of his hand. I thought that was a coaching. To me, I thought they got, he got out-coached by the Wisconsin coach.
I got you.
Jay got out-coached.
Yeah. But let me flip right quick to Xavier. They put the beat down on somebody, didn't they?
They destroyed. I mean... and it was I believe it was Florida State.
Florida State.
ACC lost. ACC, I think, 5-6 on the men's side. Only if they had 9 teams start the tournament, they have 3 left now. Duke, Carolina, and Louisville. And I think people expect Duke, Carolina to advance. Louisville may be, have a struggle today against Michigan. So the mighty ACC that everybody claimed was the top conference throughout the season may be down to only 2 teams after the first weekend.
Now, Chris, you mentioned something. You mentioned Michigan. Right, now people since you might not know Michigan's trek to the conference this year, but they had a little airplane almost. Their airplane
problem
slid off the runway. Right. Their hearts was in their hands. Mm-hmm. Right,
right.
They were just happy to get to the tournament. They got there the day of.
Right,
and they've been winning ever since.
And they were playing the first game in the Big Ten tournament in their practice uniforms.
Yeah, they didn't even have their game uniforms.
So I'm with you, Chris. I think they might do something. This looked like one of those Michigan squads when they fired the coach and gave the other guy the job, and they won.
Hey, Chris, what's your comment on LeVar Bell, the father of Lonzo Bell?
I like that guy.
He got two other sons in high school right now. Well, what's up with that cat?
He's
a great showman. I'll give him that much.
I don't think he can beat Charles at all. No. I don't care. All they got to do is hit Charles in the back of the head with the basketball for me. Okay? Just pop him in the back of the head. Just shut up, Charles, and put a suit on that fits. Bam. Okay?
Go ahead. What do you think his style is? Because to me, he reminds me of Richard Williams, Serena Williams' father, because he started that they were only 2 years
his
old.
Braggadocious thing, right?
Up, and then he had them lifting weights when they were 12, which everybody says is a no-no. You shouldn't lift weights like that until you get after into your teens, but in the 15, 16, mm-hmm. somewhere in there, but not at 12. What do you think about that, Chris?
But he is a straight shooter. He's telling you point blank. He's telling all the sponsors that thing how much money it's going to cost to sign his kids, his son.
He wants a billion.
He's real. I mean, I think some of the stuff he's may get his sons in trouble on the basketball court. But his sons are like, this is how he's been my whole life. Mm-hmm. That's the way he is. Now, if the media keeps covering him and media keeps feeding into his beast, that's on the media. You know good well that Steph Curry would destroy any of his sons right now. Who even believe that? We wasted our time with that nonsense.
But like I said, once again, I call it Trumping. It's like Trump. Yeah. Well, Barack Obama, he wiretapped me. Like, shut up. So he's the same cat. Right. Those are the same two cats.
Right.
They overtype stuff. Mm-hmm. They can't back it up some of the times, but like you said, it's his kids, and his kids are used to his dad talking like that.
But the one point on the negative side is I think he shouldn't mention LeBron James' kids saying they're not going to be good and his kids going to outplay them. You don't talk about other
that's
people's kids.
Those, right,
are kids. Those are kids, and they already got enough pressure on them
being LeBron James' kids son or Dwayne Wayne's son.
Right. Yeah. You expecting them to be better than their dads or something.
Ask Michael Jordan's kids.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Or Walter Payton. The list goes on.
Wait, first of all, ask Magic Johnson. No, let me stop.
Hey, Chris, hold on the line, Chris. Hey, we gotta go to a break. We're gonna be right back with more of what's going on with Brown and Allen. Be right back.
Me running into you, it has to be 3 years since we last seen each other. Many flashbacks come to mind of the wild and crazy times we used to have with one another. We absolutely didn't care.
Yes.
There we go. Welcome back, everybody. And we're going to quickly get back to Chris Gardner from HoustonRoundBallReview.com. Go online, check out his site, the blog, and he has a lot of notes, a lot of interesting facts about college basketball, men's and women's. So he'll let you know what's going on. And Chris, quickly, before we go here, what's your picks? Who you think is going to win it on the men's side as well as the women's side?
Well, women's side, UConn.
UConn, okay.
No shock there.
Okay.
And what the heck? I mean, I told you earlier, I had Villanova getting to the Final Four, so they're out. But I didn't really pick them to win the whole thing. But let's go with somebody that everybody hates, Duke.
Oh, no. Oh, really? You just made me lose my lunch. I don't even eat breakfast yet. Jeez Louise. I'm chucking now, man. Just the Grayson guy came to my house. Well, somebody just beat him up on the court for me.
But here they come again. Here they come. Chris, how can people stay in contact with you?
I'm on Twitter at VHRReview, THEHRReview. As you mentioned, George, website is HoustonRoundBallReview.com. Got that on YouTube channel as well, Houston Round Ball Review, Instagram, Houston Round Ball Review. So I'm out there for a lot of different places for you to catch me on the internet.
Now, Chris, do me a favor, man. You got to come do this again with us.
Oh, it sounds good. This is a blast, man.
Okay,
I'm loving this. All right.
You got to come hang out, be a part of our insane posse because we have a good time, okay?
You guys have a blast and having a good time today, and this is fun.
Okay.
I'm enjoying this a lot. This is fun.
Hey, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to have Georgie send you a copy of the show.
Okay, great. Appreciate that.
All right, and if you want to rebroadcast it, do your thing, Captain.
I sure will. Thank you very much.
All right, man. Thanks, Chris.
Have a great day, Chris.
Enjoy
thank you.
Enjoy the concert, man. Enjoy the concert.
Thanks for that segue. Speaking of the concert, Sharon Davis is still here. Give us